In this podcast, I'm going to talk about the blog for Calm 101 and how to cover the topic properly. So I'm going to talk a lot about topic two, but much of what I say relates to other topics as well. So topic two is concepts relating to race in Toronto and causes and effects. So I remember from last term that some of the blogs on this topic faced some challenges. And the number one thing that students did was they focused too much on the articles that they read in the bibliography, and they did not take the time to select articles that were outside the bibliography. So please keep in mind that I want you to find your own research sources, and the articles I give you are just a gateway to find your other sources. The second challenge that I saw with students on this topic is that they simply quoted or paraphrased information from the readings. But the problem with this is that the topic does say causes and effects, and in the blog, you need to write paragraphs, and if you are writing paragraphs, that means you should have your own ideas. So let me say this one more time. In the blog, I want to see what your ideas are on this topic. I'm more interested in your ideas than in the readings. This is an assignment that involves research, but it's still one in which I want to see your opinion. So in the race topic, I want to see your opinion in terms of what is causing race problems in Toronto or what the effects are. And so although the article you read may show what the effects of racism are, I still want you to think about what your opinion is about these effects. You can use the critical thinking principles and questions that we covered throughout the course in order to come up with your own ideas. If you read the article on anti-Asian incidents, think about what could be causing these things. What is a stereotype? What can the government do? What can schools do? What can an individual do? Can we join groups or support charities? If so, which groups? Which charities? Who should receive funding from the government? What activities should the groups do? You don't have to take a cause and effect approach. You could take a problem solution approach instead. For example, what's one possible solution to the problem? If you discuss the solution, it's very likely you will have to discuss the causes because a solution should address the causes. So for other topics, you could take different approaches too. Make sure you get your approach approved by the instructor if you're doing something different. When we talk about the causes of racism, I often see students writing about how terrible racism is and how awful and how hurtful it is. These things are all true. When we do research, however, we are not simply stating something we already know. When we do research, we are raising a question or trying to find out new information or trying to express our own opinion on a topic based on what we read. The other challenge with this topic is that it's very easy to say that racism is caused by people being hateful. It's very easy to say that racism is very hurtful. These things are obvious. But if you want to do a really excellent blog, it will be most interesting if you focus on specific examples or experiences that you know about or that you have some specific insight about. If you can agree on whatever you're saying with your friend, if you can agree on it 100%, that means this fact is obvious. So when you read over your blog, think to yourself, will my friend agree with everything I said here? Or is there something they might be a little bit confused about or need more information about? That is something interesting. You might be wondering which topic you should pick in general. Consider what topic you have more life experience about. When you read the articles, you may find some facts particularly interesting. Ask yourself, why do you find them interesting? I would guess that you find them interesting because of your own specific and unique experience, maybe because of your own life, which is different from anyone else's life. So if you have a life experience that's relevant to one of the topics, then that's probably the topic you should pick. As a final note, I'm going to talk about the pictures in the blog. Keep in mind that there are some marks for choosing appropriate pictures. So these comments really refer only to the Calm blog. I am making this available to ENG 106 students as well. But let's talk about choosing an appropriate picture. It means that the picture clearly relates to what you wrote. So you are reading articles on a topic, such as race in Toronto. The articles have pictures in them. You may want to use those pictures. But do not make all of your pictures come from those articles. Show me that you did a little bit of work in addition to just reading the articles that are in the bibliography. And let's say you're doing the topic on racism. Don't just do a Google search looking for images relating to the word racism. Think about the specific topics and the specific things that you say in your blog. The words that you use are specific and the topics to cover are specific. The pictures should be specific as well. So I'm going to conclude and sum up what I just said. In this assignment, try not to say things that are totally obvious. I want to know what you think about a topic. So if you say something obvious, that is not really what you think about a topic. It is some idea that exists out in the world, and we're already familiar with it and we don't need to know about it. The point that racism is bad is fairly obvious. You can say that, but you need to say other things as well. And you can make your writing less obvious and less general by focusing on life experience or by raising questions that are unexpected or interesting. So finally, to sum up, do not just read the articles in the bibliography. Find different articles that are on the same topic. And note that the topic on race in Toronto is very general. It does not need to be on anti-Asian hate crimes. There are lots of different issues in racism and different kinds of racism to discuss. So, once again, do not just summarize the ideas in your articles. Thank you.